In the Sunday Telegram this week, reporter Eric Russell looked at overtime in the Maine State Police. Looking at payroll data, Russell found that police staff took home more than $5.6 million in overtime last year. Russell joins me in the studio now to talk about this report and why it matters. Eric, how did you first get interested in the question of how much overtime state police are working?
There have been stories in other parts of the country, particularly in bigger metropolitan police departments, Chicago, Detroit, Boston, Nashville, to name a few, where police overtime has been a significant issue and has led to some calls for reform. And we get state payroll data periodically. Every year we request it. And oftentimes it reveals nothing, and sometimes it reveals something interesting. So we started looking through that data and did some data analysis, and this is what we had come up with. Now, that 30% increase over 5 years, which I reported, it seems like a lot, you know, on its face, but compared to some of the other increases in other places that I mentioned before, it's actually pretty modest. One of the things that we thought was interesting, though, was, you know, that concentration of overtime among some of the top folks. I mean, if you look at some of the people that made $60,000, $70,000, even $97,000 just in overtime, that was pretty staggering.
How did that play out?
There wasn't one specific reason behind the overtime increases. There's a lot more special detail escorts. One of the things that was pretty interesting was windmill escorts. Every time a windmill piece, and these are massive pieces of equipment, as you probably know, every time they come up the interstate and go to Arista County or Piscataquis County or another place in Maine, they require two state police escorts. Now, in those instances, the state police are reimbursed by the company that does the transporting. So if you're a windmill manufacturer or a windmill operator, you're paying the cost. But the state police trooper who does that detail still gets the overtime.
Yeah. Who pays for all this overtime? Is it mostly the state or is it mostly outside entities?
Yeah, it's kind of a mix from what I was able to determine, although I had requested a full breakdown of how much is being reimbursed, and I didn't get that for this publication. The lieutenant colonel said he couldn't access that information in time. But the way he termed it was a majority of that overtime is reimbursed. In other instances, you know, where guys are filling in for you know, sick days or vacancies, and there have been some vacancies. That's obviously paid by taxpayers and paid by through the state police budget.
We have seen stories in the news looking at the problems that police forces in Maine are having attracting new recruits. How does this relate to this overtime pay increase, and what's at stake?
It's no secret that Maine State Police and other municipal or county level police agencies are having a hard time both recruiting and retaining employees, and certainly because they haven't been able to fill all the positions at any given time, that's going to create shortages, staffing shortages. The lieutenant colonel that I spoke with said that they've done a better job at filling those vacancies over the last couple of years. I think he said 2 years ago there were 36 vacancies agency-wide, and that's down to 14.
What are the concerns here?
Well, I mean, if you listen to the explanation from the lieutenant colonel and from the union official, they don't see this as a big problem. And I think overtime is seen as sort of a necessary evil. But when you're getting into major overtime for a handful of people, there's always the risk of safety. You know, safety in any job is important, but critically with state police, I mean, you're asked to make split-second decisions. So if you've been working 70 hours a week on average for many, many weeks, you know, there's always that risk that your reaction time is reduced, that your judgment is maybe limited. You know, from everything that I heard from the folks here, they do a pretty good job at managing it. But, you know, that doesn't change the fact that there are still a number of officers that are working a lot of hours.
All right. Eric Russell is a reporter with the Portland Press Herald and Sunday Telegram. You can find a link to his story and a longer version of this interview on our website at mainepublic.org. Thanks a lot, Eric.
Thank you.